Pull up a seat and join me, Rami Trini, and my co-host, Nhlakanipho Manqele, at the table for another edition of Chatting Change, a lively conversation about how to navigate life's big change moments. This time, the discussion is all about making a home, and we are joined by successful estate agent, T. Timba. We talk lavish homes and what it truly means to be a homeowner. Chatting Change is made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs-matched life insurance that changes as your life changes.
Rami,
yeah?
I want to ask you this one question. If you could pick anywhere in the world to have your dream house, where would it be?
My dream house, yeah. Durban, by the beach. I'd like to live by the beach. Because I want the beach and I love the weather. And it's beautiful.
But you can swim, right?
Yes, I can swim.
I'm
and I can swim with the sharks.
Okay.
You know
but what
I mean?
About Cape Town? They've got all
no,
beaches.
I don't want to live in Cape Town.
Okay, fine. So you want your dream house to be in Durban. All
yes.
right. Do you think
by
TT sells
the
there?
Beach. Yeah, I think TT would find me something there.
Okay.
He would. You know, TT does property, guys. And then, I mean, TT knows what
TT
to buy, what not to
property.
Buy. And then that guy, you know, sometimes
yeah.
my dream and my budget might not be loving each other.
In sync, yeah.
Yeah, but then I that's why that. TT's here to tell us what we can
yeah,
so do.
So let's
about
find
it.
Out what dreams we can make come true with houses.
Mm-hmm. Here's my theory.
Yes.
Gaganipo, listen.
I'm listening.
I think TT, this one TT bar.
Not the car.
No.
Okay.
This, yeah,
yeah.
TT bar.
Yeah.
I think he got into property because he is surrounded by women. Okay. First, he's got a feisty woman.
All right.
That woman is boss. Okay.
Okay.
She is, hey. She's like the boss of that household.
Boss of him.
Then
all right.
He's got these two girls.
Yes.
Hey, Wena, those kids can talk anybody's ears off.
And you need all the different properties to
yeah,
keep them
like
separate.
Divas.
Okay.
They understand what non-alcoholic champagne is.
I get
so
that.
I think what happened is that he figured he needed a second house.
Mm.
And then figured that maybe I can't afford one. Then he started getting into property.
Exactly.
Telling people that he can sell the house.
Exactly.
In the meantime, what happens is that he actually goes and lives in that house for a month. Goes
Airbnb.
You know, Airbnb stuff.
For
you know,
it.
In fact, when
exactly.
Airbnb started, they found TT.
He founded
with
it.
With the property.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, what's the story?
Wow,
so
like,
let us know
if I'm not
about
here.
This.
No, I'm just
like
I just said it's my theory. Is it?
Oh,
it's
theory.
Is it not?
Oh,
okay,
oh,
then tell us
yes.
the real deal.
That's
a
fact.
I felt like such a shadow in the midst of this conversation.
Yeah, well.
Anyway, so growing up Kokas,
Kopinville, yeah.
we had this culture of walking around the hood.
Yeah.
And basically looking at houses.
Big houses.
Dream, big houses.
Yeah.
There was this myth that if you had a corner house, you were rich.
Yeah.
Of course.
You were rich,
but
admit this
corner
too,
house, big windows, big doors.
Yeah.
And we
big
ended
gate.
Up, yeah, we ended up chilling Kokoning
yeah.
by the rocks.
Yeah.
And that's where we would spend a lot of time in the hood.
Yeah.
And that's where my love for real estate was born.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was intrigued by how big some of these houses in the township.
And that's what I was about to say, that this is in the hood. It's not like you went to the suburbs and then...
And to be more specific, in Pimville.
Mm.
I mean, Pimville is like the most sophisticated suburb, township suburb in the world.
Followed by Diepkloof Extension.
Well, not followed by any, because you can't compare.
Oh, God!
Okay.
Pimville is the only township suburb with a golf course,
ooh,
with a varsity, with a mall, Maponya Mall,
right.
Charismatic Church, Grace Bible Church.
Yes.
Shall I go on?
No,
no,
that's right.
Okay.
And
we got it. It's okay.
Where are you from?
And Diepkloof Extension is just like by the highway, so it's okay.
Next to Para. All the sick people go to Diepkloof.
Go away.
All the cuckoo people. Exhibit A.
I don't like you, right? I don't like you. Okay, but then, okay, Titi, right now, okay, let's just kind of fast forward to now.
Mm.
And then before you can actually go back, because I know your love for houses, and I mean, you've got Mzansi Cribs.
Yeah.
You must check it out. It's out there.
Oh,
and then
yeah,
he sells these
dope.
Amazing houses.
That's where we look at our
big,
dream houses.
Big, massive houses yes. that I never thought I could see.
Even
existence. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah.
And how do you find buyers, or how do buyers find you? There's definitely something that you do,
yeah.
because I don't think it was your English that got you all those houses.
Not at all. I mean, what has English to do with a house?
You know what I mean? I'm
honestly,
just saying, yeah.
Honestly.
Tell us.
I paid my dues. Guys think that I just dropped from the sky and then boom, Zanzibar Cribs was born. I've earned my stripes.
Yeah.
I've been in the space for 5 years.
You've
started
the trenches,
from the bottom as
yeah.
an intern estate agent, making tea for some of these experienced agents
okay.
who are now working
for you. Me. I know.
Mike dropped.
So I mean, I went through what's necessary in terms of qualifications. I've written two board exams to qualify, and I used to do a lot of cold calling, what we call lead generation.
Mm.
So I used to spend 3 hours every morning calling strangers. Hi, my name is Titimba. Are you in the market to buy a property? Or are you in the market to sell a property?
Yeah.
People will swear at you on the phone. People will drop the call on you because they think you're one of those call centers. But over time, I managed to entrench myself in the space. You know, start focusing on the celebrity clients.
Okay.
Fortunately enough, I have a lot of celebrity friends. And through that, you know, some of these celebrities would post pictures of me after they bought a house, and so it went. And now I'm in a position where I don't necessarily do the cold calling anymore, and people just prefer me.
Yeah.
Call TT if you want a property. Yeah. And for me, that's what it's about, you know. I help everyone. Because people think I only work with celebrities.
Yeah.
And it's not the case.
I think most people knew you from the whole celebrity limelight on TV, so they think that's where you started. Landed in that
life. I mean, I used to be in production, and so most of the celebrities used to be, you know, part of our cast when we produce different shows.
Mm.
And I think I took the relationship on from production into real estate naturally. Because some of them are actually my friends.
Yeah.
Well, in fact, that's where I was going to go when I was saying, I know that you're a very good relationship builder. And you've got friends that you've known all your life.
Sure.
And the ones that you make along the way you keep.
But my figures old.
No, I'm not like, let's tell my figures on. You've known me long enough. You can't be calling me my figures on.
I'm talking about you.
No, but
just because I'm pointing at you doesn't mean I'm referring to you.
But I feel like you're pointing. Okay,
yes.
Boma figures on. Now we are there.
Like Namtang. Okay. Yeah, Namtang actually.
How old were you? I was today. Yes,
from Kizeren.
Today.
But I wanted to talk about your love for houses, not just being able to sell property or, you know, but just the love of the home. Like when you walk into someone's house or when you walk into your house and the space is there, what do you fall in love with? I know other people that are like, oh, I love the bathroom. I love the kitchen.
Yeah,
I love this. But there is a certain element, like the passion that goes into picking someone's house.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of times you look at a client, you're like, listen, with the way you are.
Yeah, I know what you're looking for.
I know what you're looking for. Yeah. And and we are not talking price at the moment, at that time.
True.
He just looks at the character, the build up, like, okay, I think this is this kind of space.
Yeah.
And 99% of the time, you get it right.
Yeah, I get it right.
But now, that's where this, for me, that's where I think the secret is.
Yeah.
And I just try to understand, how do you know that, you don't like yellow, you like purple.
Okay.
You don't like this,
you know the beauty about being a raised Kokas is that you get to mingle with different people from different cultures and languages.
Yes.
You mix Kokas, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so, you know, over time, I the one thing that I was clear about is that I don't sell houses.
Yeah.
I sell homes.
Yes.
And there's a big difference.
There
and for me, I look at someone's personality and I already know, okay, over time I can see this is a personality trait. This person likes bright colors.
Mm.
This person likes warmth. This person likes modern or the old look.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you bring those personalities together and you put a package that will suit that person. Mm. The reason why I get it right is purely because personality is everything. You can't change someone's personality.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're an extrovert, you're an extrovert.
Yeah.
If you're an introvert, that's exactly what you are.
Yes.
And so when I start looking at the options that I send you, like what I'll do is I'll sit with you, we'll have lunch.
Mm.
And I'll say, tell me about the kind of houses that you like. Mm. Show me what you like. And then I can see, this one likes... Hey, this one likes swimming pools, but they can't even swim. They like swimming pools. Then I'm like, okay, whatever house I'm going to get for them, it must have a swimming pool.
Mm.
And I will pay for the swimming pool cover because I don't want to be exposed. You know, so over time, it's important. It's like being an architect.
Yeah.
When you design someone's house, you design for their personality.
Mm.
So when you craft that first design, you look at the person if they're an entertainer. If they're an entertainer, then you know they want space, they want openness.
Yeah.
If they don't like entertaining, then they like closed off designs and not too big spaces.
Yeah.
So that's how I've managed to kind of navigate through the years and actually get it spot on. So unlike other agents, I won't send you 5 to 20 options. I'll send you 3.
Oh,
and now three of the best.
In terms of you now looking for houses to buy, have you gotten to a point where this is not worth going into? You can see from outside that now this is not worth it, or is it something that you need to go into and explore as a whole?
Yeah, you see, the thing is with houses is misconception. You know, what you see is not necessarily always what you get.
Yeah.
And also, you know, with a lot of agents, they like to take pictures and kind of
certain angles
and edit them. They put filters, and when you get this, like, hi man,
the bathroom was in this.
Hey man, where's this? You know, so
this thing.
So
is
for me, it's about trying to take as natural pictures as possible.
Yeah.
So when the person gets there, I'd rather a client say to me, I teach you, you didn't do justice with the pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a compliment for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because then I know that the pictures, if the pictures didn't do justice, and what you're seeing now live it's is better than the picture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Job well done.
Does unlike that not someone, scare them, though?
No. Not some at all. Them, not yeah. at all. Because they're like, Mara, who are taking your pictures? And for me, it's like, if I want to take a picture of Rami now, a close-up picture, I can't get better than close-up, no matter what camera you use.
Yes, yes.
If Rami has got a spot here, she's got a spot here. You can't now airbrush the spot, you know?
For sure.
So when a guy gets in, they see that, okay, this is exactly what I saw, but actually better.
Mm.
They actually appreciate that. Mm. Unlike, unlike agents who now filter and make it as a guy, man.
It's not easy. Okay, now I want us to, because I know we're talking houses and it's like a bit technical.
Yeah.
But what I want, and we're talking about homes and families, the personal touch when, you know, when now someone has gotten their bond, it has been approved, they've found the house, like, have you had, what are the success stories where people actually come back to you and talk about referrals as well? Because I think there is an element of a personal touch where, like, I've got a lot of stories, personal stories that I can tell about you without referring to a house.
Sure.
Do you understand?
Sure, sure.
And the families that you helped change their lives in different ways.
Yeah.
And but even though it started from a point of sale, it has led to a life-changing experience for them, for the children, for the family as a whole.
Sure.
You know, those nice, how you know, heartwarming stories that when you go to bed, you're like, you know what?
Yeah.
I actually think I did well.
Yeah.
So do you have any of those kind
of
stories?
Too many.
Yeah, give us one.
Way too many. And I think because the reason why I've got too many is I don't sell houses for money.
Yeah.
I sell houses to change people's lives and to bring their dreams to reality.
Yeah.
So literally bring it home.
Yeah.
And so I'll give you an example. So this couple approached me and they were looking for a house as anyone would.
Yeah.
And would go there. I didn't realize that they knew me from TV, but I don't use that as an advantage.
Yeah.
For me, it means nothing.
Really?
And yeah, so they brought the entire family. Like,
really?
No, I mean, like, I thought you, it's another way of...
No,
you
know, like it is, not really, not really.
Because you're not
who
about
I am with or without the screen.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, this particular couple came to view with their uncles and the parents.
Yeah.
There was about a convoy of six cars.
Wow.
Six cars.
to
see this house.
Yeah.
To view.
So we spent about 30 minutes taking pictures. They were taking pictures with me.
Not the house.
Not the house, with me.
Of course.
So I was like, okay, this is an ambush. But it's fine. You have to realize that it's a client at the end of the day.
Yeah,
so then we walk in. It was the longest viewing. It was probably an hour and a half.
Mm.
And it was a three-bedroom townhouse.
Excluding the 30 minutes of pictures.
It was a townhouse.
Yeah, it was a townhouse, three-bedroom. But that's how long it was because everyone wanted to go in and out. Can I see? You know?
Yeah.
But in the end, they ended up taking the house. And they invited me to the housewarming.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And when they invited me to the housewarming, I realized that this was beyond the sale.
Yeah.
They actually felt like I was part of the family.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I went there with my wife and kids.
Yeah.
And instead of being a typical agent and going there with a bottle of cheap wine, what I did for them as a gift was, which I do for a lot of my clients, I went there with pictures of their home in a coffee book.
Right.
And I said to them, here's pictures that I took without you knowing.
Wow.
Obviously, I spoke to the helper and everything. And I said, can I bring my photographer to take pictures? And I presented them with a coffee book setup of their home.
Yeah.
As a gift for me. Then they can put it in. When visitors come, they can... So for
this
me,
this is how we started out. This
I know. Then I think that would help me a lot. Then on days where I didn't like clean the bathroom.
Then you can
go like, you want to see my house?
This is what the bathroom looks like normally.
But there's a lot of those kind of feel-good stories. I sleep at night because I know that, I've helped one person out there.
You
make money in the process.
Yeah.
But
for
me, I mean, I've done deals where I've made no commission.
Yeah.
But for the relationship, I'll do it.
Now you say
I'll do it for the
you say
you are not believing what I'm saying.
I'm like so like chuffed, man.
No, not with you. When you buy, I'm gonna make money from you.
Oh,
okay, all right. My figures are low.
Benefits,
do I get my figures on a discount?
Yeah, you can negotiate.
And the experience with first time buyers, man. Like people like for the first time, okay, they don't know you.
Mm.
Number one, they just like I know other people. They look at the names. They're like.
Yeah.
Okay, that looks like a brother.
Yeah.
Let's find him, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the experience with first-time buyers, you know, especially from the expectation to the reality.
Yeah.
And some of them, I'm sure you have to, like, wrote yeah. them back in and was yeah. like, okay, my guy,
calm down.
Fact, calm down. There's no need for all of that. Yeah. How do you work with that? And it's how has that been?
First time buyers are probably the most exciting for me because they don't know anything.
Yeah.
You don't know what you don't know.
Yeah.
And so for me, it's an opportunity to educate. And that's why I got into the space. I got into the space to share my knowledge around the space, the ins and outs. Because remember, buying a house is probably the biggest investment for anyone. And you must make sure that that person, you know, that investment is worth it for them and their livelihood.
Yeah.
So first-time buyers are always excitable. They don't know what's happening. Yeah. They assume that they can afford. And you have to sit them down and go,
you know, my brother.
Just because you got approved for this amount, it doesn't mean you have to use it up.
So, and I think they appreciate it because then they sit back and they realize that this guy is not actually just doing this for the sale.
He's not here
and I give them honest advice and I'll say to them, this house I don't think is ideal for you guys and where you are in your lives. You just got engaged.
Yeah.
You're still going to have kids. It might be small. Yeah. What if you have a second child? Have you considered those things? So it becomes more about the relationship.
Yeah.
Than
and
about
the person's
the house.
Future
so you actually
as well.
Completely
yeah.
forget about the fact that they want this house and they love it. And you almost forecast for them to say, in 3 years' time, do you think you'll still be comfortable?
Mm.
And then they look around and like, maybe not. Maybe thanks for that.
Yeah.
And that's advice that I give for free with pleasure.
Yeah. So it's not wise to shop with budget, you would say?
Look, it's wise to shop within your budget.
Okay.
That's the first thing. You need to find out where you what you qualify for.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of looking for a 5 million rand house when you only qualify for 2?
Of course.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to waste my time doing that.
Yeah.
So we pre-qualify everyone before we go out.
Yeah.
What that does is it gives us an idea of what we should be looking for.
Yeah.
So if you qualify for 2 million, I'll always say, let's look at 1.5.
Okay.
Let's look at between 1.5 and 1.8.
And then if there's something,
if
there's a surprise.
If there's a surprise, and there'll always be surprises.
Yeah.
But also you work out the fact that your expenses, you must make sure that you can still have enough money to fill up the fridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the point of having this beautiful house and you can't even
invite furniture.
At any point, it's like, how is it a POP? Every time you're inviting us, it's like,
bring your own chair.
Bring camp chairs, guys. Bring camp chairs. Sit on this screen, please.
Okay, Titi, I don't want to ask. Location. Is that still, does that still really, really apply? Because I've noticed that with the new age now, with how I think the way of living has changed so much that people are no longer like crazy about just like, I'm looking for a big yard where I can fit 14 horses and all of that. Now people are thinking, according to my lifestyle, I live in Sandton. Obviously, I'd rather pay for a loft here, or I want to see and all of that and all of that.
Yeah.
And also, because we work, it's all about being able to get up. How many, do I walk to work? Do I drive to work?
Yeah.
Do I cycle to work?
What's around
my house? And I'm with malls all over the place.
Yeah.
Sure.
Because usually we used to, a lot of people move from the townships to come to the suburbs.
Mm.
But now I know
they're
that a lot of people are
township.
Now going back to the townships.
Yeah.
So this whole location, how is that turned around? Because I know it's no longer the same.
Look, location will never change.
Mm. Yeah.
The value of the rents per square meter of any property is based on the location.
Yeah.
So, for example, a townhouse in Sandton will cost more than a townhouse in Fourways, more than a townhouse in Soweto. That's a fact.
Mm.
Yeah.
Purely because of location.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The value per square meter in Sandton is much higher because of the perceived value of activity in terms of business.
It's
a hub and whatnot.
But
I think over time people realize that it's all about your lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's no longer about it being close to work.
Yeah.
You know
why?
Because you move jobs.
Yeah.
People move jobs these days.
Yes.
You get reassigned here, you get what's most important
is
about the lifestyle.
And the lifestyle.
Yeah. Schools, hospitals, shopping malls.
Mm.
Those are things that people look out for now.
Some people want to move away from work actually.
Some people actually want to get that feeling that I must actually feel like I'm going to work.
Yes.
And they don't want the comfortability of being too close to work because then lunchtime you're always home.
Yeah.
You're always banking work.
Sometimes you don't go back.
So you don't go back. They're like, hey, we can see you with the cameras.
I'm sick. What are you doing living there then?
Yeah, posting on Instagram. Yeah, Maria sick. So location will never change. I mean,
it's
a fact that determines the value of property.
All the time.
Yeah.
Okay. Besides your passion for houses, Titi, what are you also crazy about?
Golf.
Really?
Oh yes, you are.
I'm a golfer. It's just that now I'm injured because I just.
What happened to your shoulder? So your dad was driving you around.
Yeah. So one of the muscles inside my shoulder was torn, and that's from golf. I'm out for 6 weeks, and I'll be back. Golf, and I'm teaching my kids, my daughters, to play golf.
They're going to go overseas in the next 3 months to go meet other kids around the world who are also interested in the sport. It's a great sport. It teaches you patience. It teaches you discipline.
Yeah.
It teaches you to have access to influence.
And apparently BEE deals are now struck on the golf course.
Access to influence.
Exactly.
Influence.
Now, did this come about because of you selling houses, or was golf something
you always... Golf was actually imposed on me by my mentor. My mentor gave me an ultimatum, and he said to me, if you want to make it in business, learn about golf.
So, Vele, FNB Stadium,
have you
soccer.
Seen me there?
I saw you there. You were at the stadium just the other day, but I'm not going to talk about it. I'm not going to talk about it.
Today.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Maybe I was invited by a client and they were paying me to be there.
You know how we
okay,
do.
We're sick and tired of you and your family.
Let's
we're
go
just
going to
go home.
Let's go home.
How can an injured man flex?
No, it's fine.
We will
buy
it
to my shoulder.
It's been real, Joe. Okay, bye.
Sharp.
Sharp, ne?
Yeah, Vayan, I'm taking over the show. Anyway, so the next segment is...
So that's it for today, guys.
Bye.
We hope you've enjoyed Chatting Change, made just for you by Bright Rock, the first ever needs-matched life insurance that changes as your life changes. For more needs-matched content like Chatting Change, visit changeexchange.co.za.